Today's wonderful sponsor is Property Assist WA. Shannon and her team are really committed to assisting property managers' workload by assisting them with outsourcing services like routine inspections, final bond inspections, and property condition reports. Keep your property managers doing what they love and outsource the things they don't to a company that thrives on positive feedback and guarantees a premium personalised service with a smile. The vision of Property Assist WA is to make a difference to the quality and perception of property managers, enabling you to keep your clients happy whilst improving the efficiency of your staff. Hi, I'm Ashley Goodchild and welcome to the PM Collective podcast, where I invite you to listen to opinions and stories that are relevant in the property management world. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Today, I am joined with Sam Predis, who is a BDM with SoCo Realty, and we're going to do a quick session on the handover process because there are lots of different ways to hand over from BDM to property manager. So we're going to share what works really well with our office. So thank you, Sam, for joining me today.
You're more than welcome, Ash.
So before you came along, I'm very open in saying that I did a pretty shit job at doing the handover and I wasn't consistent with what I was doing, and it depended on how busy I was at the time. And you've come along and definitely brightened up the property manager's world with your handover. Can you talk me through your process?
So initially, my process starts with obviously learning what the client wants and what their expectations are with their investment property that they've just recently purchased or bringing over to SoCo. So I really work on trying to build a relationship with that landlord, finding out all the bits and pieces that they need, and then obviously relaying that information to the property manager. So when the property manager gets the property, she's really aware of where the owner is at, their expectations, and just makes it that little bit easier. Obviously, I like to make sure that the property is ready to go as well. So I'll organise any cleaning that needs to be done, gardening, any potential renos, anything like that to make the property manager's job that little bit smoother.
And I think that's probably the difference that I'm seeing, because you actually get the property ready for market. So just reiterating, that is getting any quotes for works that need to be done prior to it being advertised, the cleaning, which is a big one, and the marketing. So you're putting it on the internet and getting the photos as well?
Yep, I'm doing all of that and handing over to the PM once the property is online. So the PM will get a formal introduction email to the landlord, letting them know exactly what has been done previously or earlier on in the piece, and the landlord will get an email to introduce them to their property manager. I'll go on and talk about how many years experience the PM has got and that sort of stuff, so that they're both really aware of where we're at.
And it makes sense, because I think property managers these days are not suggesting that BDMs are not busy, but property managers, their specialty is looking after the day-to-day running of a property. They're, you know, for the rental income and, you know, the rent being paid, inspections, etc. And when I think that's what I was doing wrong, is I was giving them the property as soon as it was signed up, and then they had to get the property ready, and that was a real big interruption to their normal day.
I just don't think it's a right way for a property manager and a landlord to start the relationship off, with a property manager sort of saying, okay, well, now we need to do this, now we need to do this, now we need to do this. I just think it's a better platform for those two to get off, you know, to have a really good start. If all of that background work has been done by somebody else that they don't really now have anything to do with, it just makes it easier for their relationship moving forward.
So when you put the property on the internet, if you're advertising at a price that you've agreed with the owner, are there any situations that you've had in your career where the property manager doesn't agree with the price and it's caused problems with advertising? Has that come up?
Yes, it has come up, but what I try to do is eliminate that issue by having very clear instructions to the landlord and say, look, we'll try this price initially for 72 hours, and if we don't get any result, then we will look at reducing the property, the price down. So the landlord's already had that conversation with me. I'll relay that information to the property manager and she can then request that reduction. Of course, they don't always want the price to be reduced, and some of them will kick up a little bit of a stink, but 9 times out of 10, the landlord is aware that that's what is going to happen, and it sort of eliminates that ongoing issue.
Perfect. I like how the
you said something about making sure that the investor starts off their relationship really good with the property manager. And I think that's so important because the property manager is the one actually having that long-term relationship. So you don't want that to start off on that wrong foot, or why haven't you got this quote, or why haven't you got that quote? That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely. We need the landlord to trust the property manager from the get-go, because they're the ones that are going to be calling and going, look, the hot water system's broken, it's going to cost $2,000, and the owner's going to want another quote. And we want that owner to trust in the property manager when she says, this is the best price and this is what you need to do. We want that landlord to go, yeah, you know, this is what we'll do. I agree with you, I trust you. So I just think it creates a really good foundation for that type of relationship for them moving forward to make their job that little bit easier.
Yeah, no, it's worked beautifully with our team. The other question, or the other thing I was going to say, is what I really like about your emails, and I'm going to add an extra layer onto it, but you send a beautiful intro email to the client, CCing the property manager in, and I like how you actually have a bit of a personal twist on it. So one of your emails I saw going to a client said something along the lines of, Casey, you know, used to be a professional makeup artist and her attention to this as a result. And I just thought it was a really nice creative spin on that owner getting to know that tenant a little bit more. And you did that all off your own back. So is that something you've always done?
No, it's not something that I've always done. I just found with the team here of property managers, they're all quite different. So it was a really good, you know, platform to go, okay, well, I can individualize these, you know, formal emails to suit each client based on what property manager they're getting. I think it's important to, you know, humanize it. These are, you know, women that are very good at what they do. They have a very different way of dealing with each situation. They all manage their portfolios different, and it's just nice for the client to get an, you know, just a normal email about the person that's going to be managing their property.
So I've organized the video day coming up, and so to add that extra spin on it, I am also creating a video for each staff member, which will be for you to include that in your intro email, so that when the client first, like in inverted commas, meets the property manager, they're actually getting that video and can actually see and hear the property manager as well before that property manager calling the client and saying hi. So I think that will be a really good addition.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, I think that'll be well received.
Yeah, and the idea with that video is not to have it too boring with, hi, my name's Casey, da da da. But I want them to tell like an interesting story, like about, like we've got a situation where there's a, like a spirit in a property. Have you heard of this one?
Yeah.
So we've got a spirit in this property and the tenant has expressed the concerns and how it's affecting him. And it's actually quite an interesting story. And so I thought like a good one for that property manager to come on the video with is, you know, hi, I'm Kate. I've been with SoCo for 13 years and I have recently had a really interesting story with a spirit in a property, and maybe to even just have like a little bit of a brief mention of it, and then to say, if you want to hear more about it, I look forward to speaking to you, you know, in the next week, and ask me for how it finished or whatever it may be, but just something a little bit more different and storytelling.
Yeah, absolutely great idea. I think it's going to be really well received by the landlords. They like that personal touch.
I just have to find like an interesting story for each of them. I think I'll find one, but we'll see. That's going to be a really good addition. And the BDM process, you know, there are people that do it from straight from the managing authority and hand over to the property manager and there you go. I think this process works wonderful. So if you in your office do not have a very clear process, or if it was a little bit ad hoc like mine used to be, then this option might be something to consider, and you can reach out to Sam or myself to ask any more details with regards to that. And if you have another way of BDMing that you think works really well and would like to share it, please get in touch with me, because I'd love to share it as well on the podcast and show some different ways of doing it, because obviously, you know, there's lots of different options. There's not a right or a wrong, and I'm sure there's you know, other offices doing it really well. So I'd love for you to connect with me and share that as well. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an insight in regards to our team and how it's made such a big difference and how it might be able to work for you too. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Real Estate, or IRE, is an Australian-based software company that is passionate about creating quality, customized solutions for agents, tenants, buyers, and property owners, designed by agents for agents, because we care. IRE has now processed more than 108 million inquiries and is currently being used by thousands of industry leaders. There are many time-saving products, from booking and managing inspections within our flagship product ROL, creating and managing applications with ToApply and AppChecker, and tracking keys with Keyware, through to listing on Inspect Real Estate's free property portal, Tenant App, plus so much more. Visit inspectrealestate.com.au or give us a call on 1300 934 721.